More than 24 counties in Utah have filed lawsuits against opioid makers or are considering doing so. But are they really thinking of going to trial with multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical companies? Tenille Brown, a professor of law and biosciences at the University of Utah, sat down with KUER's Eric Newman to talk about this legal strategy.
The thing, I guess, that occurred to me when covering some of these different lawsuits is it just seems so crazy that you have like Tooele County or Weber County even who are going to propose a lawsuit against Purdue, these like massive pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
So are they just really confident that they're not going to actually have to go to court?
Well, I think it's quite possible they will settle. It's possible that they want to get picked up by the multi-district national litigation. And if their claims get picked up into that, they won't need to be doing most of the legal work independently. So that might be their strategy. It might be that they want to become part of that national litigation and just then divide up the damages. Or they might want to keep it in Utah. They might think that the home court advantage will benefit them. If they think that they've been uniquely hit, they think the juries here might be more responsive to their claims, they may fight to keep it here in Utah. But they might want to bring this to court.
Is there any kind of a risk for these counties to get into these lawsuits?
Yeah, there's a risk of cost. There's a risk that if they don't get to be part of the national litigation, they may not get the damages that they would get if they were part of that. There's just in any negotiation, the big defendants, Purdue, Endo, they're more likely to negotiate a favorable outcome the bigger the group is that they're negotiating with. So the little counties, there is a risk that if they're bringing their suit separately, they may not get as much. But the flip side of that, what they gain is they have more control over the money that they do get. Where does it go?
What about the reward for some of these counties? Like at least in the case of Weber County, when I was listening to some of the officials talk about their lawsuit, they didn't talk about damages, any particular amount. What do you think counties have to gain from these lawsuits?
Yeah, good. So I think definitely a lot of money. They're looking for millions of dollars in payouts, just like we saw with the big tobacco litigation. So they're looking for money for addiction treatment. They're looking for money for law enforcement. They're certainly wanting money. Even the state attorneys general is going to want money.
So you mentioned big tobacco and some of the lawsuits that happened in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Is this directly from that playbook?
I would say it's pretty similar. And some of the claims we're seeing are similar claims, the product defect claims, the public nuisance claims. I'd say, and we've learned a lot from the tobacco litigation and a lot of the, I think, lessons learned they're trying to incorporate them here to sort of cap the attorney's fees. You know, it's not wrong for the attorneys to make money on these complicated matters, but they were making billions of dollars. And so some of the states have enacted limits on what the attorneys can be paid, like maybe 10% up to $10 million than anything over that, kind of a sliding scale, to try to learn from those lessons, to say we want to benefit from having all of these cases tied together and pooling our resources, but we also want to be not putting all of our damages money into attorneys. We'd like it to come back to the states and come back to the counties to actually, you know, pay for some of this law enforcement mental health treatment.
One thing that I've heard you mention before is that this is sort of shows the power of lawsuits as opposed to trying to approach this through government.
Right.
Can you kind of talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. So there's obviously a lot of complicated politics behind this, and the pharmaceutical industry is probably one of the most, if not the most powerful lobby group. So coming after them legislatively has been difficult. I think there is a political element here that makes it hard to try to regulate those pharmaceutical companies through the legislature. And the courts, they're definitely politics in the courts, but they're much less political. If you're going after a big Goliath, you're a little David, the courts are where you want to go, because even though they can certainly respond and they have responded with really aggressive defense tactics, there's much more even playing field in the courts.